will be joined by the head coach of the Lady Trojans, Ashley Matthews, as her club wins this one in straight sets. Coach, it was a rough, rocky start to set one, back and forth. What changed in that set break or later in that set after your second time out?
Yeah, definitely not our best game. Definitely not our best first set. They were just nervous. They were a ball of nerves. I mean, this is, to a lot of the girls that I have on the court, it's a big game for them. And I was just like, we just have to play like a regular game. If we play regularly, we're going to be fine. We were doing lots of things, having lots of errors that we hadn't seen since probably August. But once we figured out, we took a deep breath, we all started breathing, and then things started running smoothly.
How do you keep those nerves from creeping into to what you see on the floor?
Boy, I don't know. We're just going to have to talk about it a lot between now and Tuesday. Just confidence in each other, confidence in our ability to play and our skills, and hopefully they trust each other. I feel like tonight they didn't really trust each other too well. They were overcompensating at times and not doing things that they normally do. So we're going to have lots of talks between now and Tuesday.
Eve Litton, a limited role tonight, but still 14 kills and 2 blocks. What did you see from her?
That's pretty much all I can ask for her right now. She's struggling a little bit on defense as far as like her ability, a little bit of an injury. So I told her, I said, we're going to hold you off the back line right now, and I need your all on the front. And she's giving it to us. So hopefully she can continue that run through next week.
The scoring primarily tonight went through her and Eden Robart. I know this team has success when they are the two major scorers for your group. But as you get further along in the postseason, how do you go about spreading that offense around to make sure that if they're getting shut down, it's not going to be a rough night for Potosi?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to get our middles involved. Presley Smith, she's kind of a go-getter whenever she has some confidence issues too in herself, but we have all the confidence in the world in her, cross-country runner playing volleyball, so we're going to have to get her some more swings, some more exposure, really. But Corinne Ainley, she's going to have to swing some, even if it's just an off swing. Like, that's... that takes a block off of Eden, so we're going to have to spread out our offense definitely in the future.
You got the winner of this one, St. Genevieve and North County, coming up next week, next Tuesday, in the district championship game, and you've been able to get a chance to look at them because this is basically the faux MAAA tournament now.
Yeah.
What have you seen from either of these two opponents this year?
They all block well. Both teams block well. They have some good outside hitters, and St. John has a good middle, Emma Gay on the outside. So I feel like this game could be anybody's game. I'm excited to see who will face on Tuesday.